Thanks for joining us. You can always catch the latest sermon online, but we sure would love to see you join us in person to celebrate and support each other in our love for God, our neighbors, and this church. We are South Britain Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And now, enjoy another great Sunday sermon, and we hope to see you soon.
An introduction to the New Testament reading today from 2 John, verses 7 through 9. In this New Testament reading that Reverend Lindsay included in his sermon in 1937, 2 John makes it clear what our position should be regarding the enemies of truth. Whereas 1 John focuses on our fellowship with God, 2 John focuses on protecting our fellowship from those who teach falsehood. The apostle went so far as to warn his readers against inviting false teachers into the house or even offering them a greeting. So here now, from the second letter of John. Many deceivers have gone out into the world. Those who do not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. Any such person is the deceiver and the antichrist. Be on your guard so that you do not lose what we have worked for, but may receive a full reward. Everyone who does not abide in the teaching of Christ, but goes beyond it, does not have God. Whoever abides in the teaching has both the Father and the Son. This is the word of the Lord. I've spent many days thinking and reading about this time in our history in Southbury and what this may mean for us today. 1937 was a world that was filled with war and rumors of war. Enemies pressing in from all sides, and the United States finding herself just coming out of the Great Depression and moving headlong into World War II. Emotions were high, and many people found themselves being more watchful, more careful of the events around them as they courageously sought answers. Their everyday lives were cautious as they watched events unfold before them, concerned with how the war might affect their lives, their livelihoods, their communities, their schools, their children, and their places of worship. The threat of the enemy, once again, was bearing down hard on America and the world. But who or what are these enemies? We could say that they are certain people, certain nations. But the true enemies that the reading from John speaks of and what Reverend Lindsay outlined are evil ideologies that threaten to undermine Judeo-Christian beliefs and the fundamental values of our nation. It is in this context that I began to think about the people of Southbury and how they too responded to a very real threat that was at their doorsteps. It is easy to say that Reverend Lindsay's sermon is too political, but life has taught me that we don't really know how we would respond until that threat is at our doorsteps, in our faces. At times, evil forces are more subtle. What scripture calls principalities of the air. And we may not notice that the evil is around us, and we may become too comfortable. And other times, it rears its ugly head through people and events. Reverend Lindsay and Reverend Manley both recognized the threat right away and spoke boldly from their pulpits, as you just heard, against what was happening in this town. It was a rude awakening to both the people of Southbury and the nation to realize that the Nazis were here to actually build camps. The awakening here in Southbury that began in two pulpits and moved them to courageously fight against an enemy that threatened their faith and security and future. What I saw was what happens when people come together in unity against tyranny. Southbury experienced this unity in 1937. When Southbury said no to the Nazis invading her land, she became a community of solidarity, working to maintain its values and protect its future. When we are sure of who we are, adhere to our God-given values, and live our lives with the good purposes God intends for us on this earth, we become strong. And that, and what it was the intention of our founding fathers was this: one community, one town, one state, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We stand against evil ideologies that divide us and say no to the things that undermine our freedom as Americans. Today, we celebrate the 85 years of history rich with these values, in which we can be proud that those before us kept our future deeply embedded in their consciousness and rose against tyranny, so that we may continue to live into the blessings of liberty, protection, and prosperity. My friends, stay alert and lean into your spiritual connection with God. May we remember those who did. May we be grateful and continue to do the same for this and future generations of this great town. This weekend, we also celebrated Veterans Day. I am forever grateful for those who fought for freedom in this country. May unity, grounded in faith and the foundations upon which our country was founded, continue to be alert and aware of what goes on around us. Guide us into action of solidarity when needed, so that we may never be lost to the evilness presented in our world today. And so it is, without reservation and with a grateful heart, that I proclaim, God bless you. God bless our children. God bless this community. And God bless the United States of America. Amen.